We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Here at 9:52, we're chatting with Marvin Rodriguez, Riley County Commission Chair, and he is going to be running for re-election here in the fall. I know you've got a couple of opponents. You'll be challenging you here, and just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on how campaigning is going to look here amid this pandemic we're under right now.
Well, hopefully by the time June comes around, it'll be the same as it always was. But it may be a little different. People may be more less cautious to go out and do things. So, but we'll see how that will work out. I've been trying to get myself together and get my stuff done so I could go out and do what I need to do. It's a big area that I cover. I know before the pandemic started, I had been talking to some people way on the north side of Riley County. Told them I'd be there in May, and May's fleeting by. And so I've got to get out, and find a way to get over there to them. Because I never did get too far past Randolph, so I've got to get up there and talk to them. But I will somehow.
Tell us why you wanted to go ahead and run again. Is it still passionate? Pretty much.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I yet to do. I it's like I told you before on what it takes to understand what you're doing in the county. There's just so many things go on it's hard to know everything. You've got state statutes, you've got traditions, you've got needs of all the way from the people in the offices to the people out working in the shop. Get those things done. You make sure they have the right equipment. Look at the future. Make sure that what you're doing is going to be a positive move so that farther down the line, you will have done your due diligence and help the county to continue to do well. That's the big part that's a problem here. So I just have not finished what I wanted to do. I don't think you could ever finish in this kind of work. Everything, because different things show up and are there. We've done this in my tenure here. We're looking at the radio system, which I saw that wasn't necessary, and we're not done by June. We'll have this hopefully done and be there. We're looking at the flood last year, how well we did in it. The comments that we received from other entities, even in Kansas, that they really, really felt that we did one heck of a job and knew how to put things together for that emergency on the flooding. We had people from North Carolina, from California. I talked to people from Wyoming, from the Dakotas. All had come down to view what we were doing so they could take back to see what they could do. So we've done well with that. Doing the courthouse by the Christian Church, getting it done, okay. We've got distinction that we're the only county health office on a military base in the whole United States. And it serves a purpose well, and they want to keep us there because we're doing a good job. We're accredited now with the health department. The RCPD got reaccredited this year, finally. We've replaced over 4 bridges, and in the way that we use the half-cent sales tax, it does not affect the ad valorem tax or the property tax valuations on it. And we have money to do that, and we're able to do that because we watch what we do. And I think that even Dave understands that bridge and road fund is a really, really great thing that we've done. And we've bought a new firing range, so we're going to be building the buildings for it, helping them with the target system. All this is improvement for Riley County. And there's many things yet that I've still got to work on, and to help Ryder County continue to be one of the best run counties in the state. And I think Dave can attest to that too, because people, when I see people at meetings from other counties, they ask, how do you guys do that? How come you guys have such cooperation with commissioners, directors? We do a good job. That's what gives me hope to say, hey, we want to continue that, and I'm still learning.
Well, I know one thing for sure is your opponents will probably try to use this to their advantage. And you've gotten some bad press the last couple months on some comments. Do you anticipate that hurting you here going forward?
No, it gave me press to let people know I'm there. You got to look at it positive, and so I'm thinking that, you know, hey, I'll go do it. Bad press is sometimes good because you get your name out there, and I've been around since 78. A lot of people know me, and they know how I am. And those that are out there understand. And I get phone calls and saying, keep it up. We're behind. So it's not a problem.
All right. Well, positive outlook, Marvin. I appreciate the time here this hour. And thanks for all you guys do here to keep our government running afloat here during this pandemic. I know it's kind of a tough time right now for everybody, and we sure appreciate your support.
Yeah, well, I will always support KMN. You guys do a great job, and pretty fair with everything. And so I will continue to do that. And like I said, I've got a lot of long way to go here, and a lot of good things need to be done for the county and people in the county. It's a great time. So, anyway, thank you very much.
All right. We appreciate it. Marvin Rodriguez again joining us here. If you missed any of our interview, you can go back and listen to it later on newsradiokman.com. We will have it archived. Of course, he is the Riley County Commission Chair. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we will chat with, I believe it's Pottawatomie County Schools tomorrow, and we'll have superintendents from both Wamego and Rock Creek. Manhattan Public Library also going to be joining us talking about their reopening plan tomorrow as well.
Clark Howard is coming up after CBS News. Then it's the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick, The Game, and Royals Playback tonight. Enjoy your Tuesday.